Sweetest friends, in the previous shiur, we presented a question, and that is, if somebody is allowed to be mekayim a mitzvah b'taras kiyum before he does it b'taras chiyuv, or maybe no, since he hasn't yet been mekayim his chiyuv, he is not allowed to be mekayim it b'taras kiyum until he fulfills his chiyuv. That is the question that we had. We presented 5 hakdamos, which we will review, and then based on those 5 hakdamos, we will come to a resolution. Again, based on Torah I received from Moreva Rabbi Agona Gadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. Hakdama number 1 is the opinion of the Tur, as explained by the Bach, that even though other days you're allowed to eat a kezais, a kabeta pas. Even though other days you're allowed to eat a kezayis pas chutz l'sukkah, because it's achilas haroi, nevertheless, on the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. On the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. Memele, you're now allowed to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah. Because the din is that however you can be yotze your chiyuv in the sukkah, whatever is considered a mitzvah in the sukkah, you're now allowed to do outside the sukkah. So if there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of pas inside the sukkah, then you are now allowed to eat a kezayis of pas on the first night outside the sukkah. The other nights you're allowed to. A kebetza is a chiyuf, is a kvius. So you're now allowed to eat a kebetza, but a kezayis, yes. That's the other nights. But on the first night, since the mitzvah is to eat a kezayis, memela, the mitzvah creates a keva. You yotze the mitzvah in the sukkah on the first night with the kezayis, and therefore you're now allowed to eat outside the sukkah kezayis. Because what's a mitzvah in the sukkah is forbidden outside the sukkah. Hakdama number 2, if you haven't yet eaten a kezayis in the sukkah, are you allowed to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah and then eat a kezayis inside the sukkah? And that is a machlokes haposkim. If you haven't yet eaten a kezayis in the sukkah, are you allowed to first eat a kezayis outside the sukkah and then eat your kezayis inside the sukkah or not? There's a big kasha in those who answer from the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ramah. And when it rains on the first night of Sukkot, you should make Kiddush in the sukkah and make a shechiyanu and eat your kezayis. But don't make a shechiyanu outside the sukkah. Because if you make a shechiyanu outside the sukkah and then eat your kezayis later on in the sukkah, you're going to have to make a second shechiyanu on the sukkah after making it on the yontif. So why do they have to come on to, why did the Ramah, the Trumas Hadeshin, have to come on to that reason? Quoted by the Ramah. Just say Pashit, since he's chayav to eat a kezayis in the sukkah, he's now allowed to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah before he's mekayim his mitzvah. So, we were miyashev that it's coming to aser even when someone eats minei targima. Even when someone eats, for example, fruits. So, he could be yotze his mitzvah of eating after Kiddush, but he doesn't have to eat that in the sukkah. He doesn't have to eat that in the sukkah. So, for such a case, in a chinami, if he would eat bread then he would not be allowed to eat bread before he eats his kizayis in the sukkah. But the Trumas HaDeshen is talking about even a case where he ate fruits, made kiddush, he ate fruits, and in such an instance the only problem is not eating outside the sukkah. Problem is the shechiyanu. Akopana, we have a machlokas if you're allowed to eat your kizayis outside the sukkah before you eat a kizayis inside the sukkah. Akdama number 3, explaining the machlokas. In Hakdama number 2, that it's talui in the machlokas Magen Avraham and Beis Meir, b'achilas matzah, that we pask in the kuli ama lo bein and kavana. So you don't need kavana for achilas matzah because it's hana. What about for hana? You don't need kavana because that's automatic. What about if a person has kavana against? Kavana not to be yotze. That's a machlokas. So if we say that it's not migareya, so we understand why you're not allowed to eat a kizayis outside the sukkah when you want to eat inside the sukkah afterwards, because when you eat a kizayis inside the sukkah, you're automatically yotze. And the rule is you're now allowed to eat outside the sukkah what would enable you to be mekayem mitzvah inside the sukkah. So since outside the sukkah, if you eat without kavana, if inside the sukkah you eat without kavana, even with kavana hafchis, with kavana not to be yotze, you're still yotze. So that means that it's usher to eat outside the sukkah without kavana. But if you hold that if you have kavana hafchis, you're not yotze, then you're allowed to eat outside with kavana hafchis, kavana not to be yotze. Because again, the rule is, however you'll be yotze your mitzvah in the sukkah, you're not allowed to do outside the sukkah. And therefore it would come out that when are you allowed to eat your kizayis? A kizayis outside the sukkah before you eat a kizayis inside the sukkah, according to the Man D'Amar, that if you have kavana against, kavana hafchis, you're not yotze. And the mele, when I eat outside the sukkah, since there's a tzir, I could eat inside the sukkah, not be yotze. So I can also eat a kizayis outside the sukkah. Because I'm not eating an achila, that I'd be yotze if I'm eating inside the sukkah, because I can eat inside the sukkah without kavana. Kavana hafchis. Hakdama number 4. According to the Maharal Miprag, that with every kizayis matzah and lel seder, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. As it says, Berav toch l'matzah, so on the first night of Sukkot, though we have a hekesh l'matzah, you're also mekayem a mitzvah in every kizayis that you eat. And it's a nafkamina, that according to the Torah, that on the first night of Sukkot, so all you have to eat is kizayis, they don't eat kibetza. So even after you eat a kizayis, every kizayis you eat is a mitzvah. And if a person leaves the sukkah and he comes back, he can make a leishev even at kizayis. But as far as eating the kizayis outside of the sukkah as a mitzvah kiyumis, that we wouldn't say that that's aser, right? The Torah said that you're not allowed to eat a kizayis outside the sukkah. The Torah was only talking about a mitzvah on the first night, because that's how you yotze in the sukkah. The Torah was only talking about as a mitzvah chiyuvis, that since it's a mitzvah chiyuvis to eat a kizayis inside the sukkah, so you're not allowed to eat a kizayis outside the sukkah. However, when we're talking about the additional kizayisim, you're right, inside the sukkah there's a mitzvah kiyumis, but that's not going to answer you from eating kizayis outside the sukkah. That's Hakdama number 4. Hakdama number 5 is that even according to the Magen Avraham, that in a mitzvah of achila, Kavana Hafchis is not Megareya, meaning if you have Kavana not to be Yotze, you're still Yotze, but if your Kavana is to be Mekayim another mitzvah, it is Megareya. Because what's the whole vort with Achila? Achila is that you're getting Hana. And the Hana is whether you like it or not. So already that creates a Kiyoma mitzvah. Your Kavana against doesn't help because you're having Hana. But if anyway you're going to be Mekayim a different mitzvah, then that's what the Hana is going to be motzi you in. You had Hana, and therefore your Mekayim mitzvah B. So if you have Kavana not to be Yotze mitzvah A, even though Magen Avraham would agree that you're not Yotze, when does Kavana Hafchis not help, not Megareya? It's when you're only Mekayim one mitzvah, and since it's Achila and the mitzvah is the Hana, so you're getting Hana whether you like it or not. But if the Hana can count for a different mitzvah, then you'll be Yotze that mitzvah, then your Kavana Hafchis for this mitzvah will be effective. That's Hakdama number 5. So after all these Hakdamas, we can say as follows. If we say it's Shayach to be Mekayim a mitzvah b'Toras Kiyum before you're Mekayim the mitzvah b'Toras Chiyuv, if so, why do the Achronim write that you're not allowed to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah before you eat a kezayis inside the sukkah? You can eat a kezayis inside the sukkah, not be yotze. How can you be mekayim a kezayis inside the sukkah and be yotze? How can you eat a kezayis inside the sukkah and not be yotze? Very simple. You're mechavein the mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, we said that on Leil Sukkos, every kezayis you eat is a mitzvah. First is a chiyuv, and then vayter is a kiyumis. So why don't we say that you're allowed to eat a kezayis on the first night outside the sukkah if you have intention to eat afterwards in the sukkah? Because if we eat a kezayis in the sukkah and your kavanah is for a mitzvah kiyumis, you're not going to be yotze yedei chovas a mitzvah chiyuvis. Because you can eat a kezayis in the sukkah without being yotze. There's no iser to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah. Because again, the iser of eating a kezayis outside the sukkah is contingent on the fact that this achila inside the sukkah would be motzi yidei chova. But there's a tzir that it would be motzi yidei chova. You're having kavanah for the mitzvah kiyumis. And you can't say that sof-sof you're Mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis isn't Mechayiv sukkah. On the other days of sukkahs, when you eat in the sukkah, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. But you're allowed to eat less than a kibetza outside the sukkah. Because only when there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, only when you'll be yotze your chiyuv inside the sukkah, it's usher outside the sukkah. But if there's only going to be a kiyum inside the sukkah, like when you eat a kezayis the rest of sukkahs, that doesn't ask you to eat outside the sukkah. So it's very simple. Eat your kezayis inside the sukkah and have kavanah not to be yotze. So what happens if you have kavanah not to be yotze? Your chiyuv. Your takana yotze, your chiyuv. And what are you yotze? Your yotze, your kiyum. You say, the person has hana, he's getting a mitzvah. Seder, that's going to be take care of his mitzvah kiyumis, but not his mitzvah chiyuvis. So have kavana not to be yotze your mitzvah chiyuvis, and you're not yotze. and therefore there's a tzira that you can eat outside the sukkah, a kezayis. Since inside the sukkah you could eat it without being yotzei or chiyuv, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So since that's the case, then we have a question. Why did the poskim say that you can't eat why did the poskim say that you're now eating a kezayis outside the sukkah before you eat a kezayis inside the sukkah? Since there's a tzir that you can eat a kezayis inside the sukkah, not be yotze. In other words, if you have kavanah for a mitzvah kiyumis, you can't ask your eating outside the sukkah. So in the fact that they ask your eating outside the sukkah before you're mekayim your, before you eat inside the sukkah, it must be that you can't be mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis before you are mekayim a mitzvah chiyuvis. And one last nekuda. On this note, the Rashbam says that your mekayim, and the Rashi also, Pesachim Kufiotes, that the mitzvah chilas kezayis matzah daraisa were mekayim b'chilas afikomen. So that doesn't stem with the Maharal, because the Maharal says every kezayis you eat on Lil Seder is a mitzvah kiyumis. But it doesn't work, because you ate before the afikomen. We said that you can't be mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis, but you're mekayim the mitzvah chiyuvis. So that wouldn't count as a mitzvah kiyumis. And you're now to eat matzah after the afikomen. Ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. So if you hold you now to be mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis before a mitzvah chiyuvis, then the Maharal doesn't work with the Rashbam and Rashi, because the Rashbam and Rashi say you're mekayim a mitzvah daraisa, you're chiyuv of a kezayis matzah with the afikomen, and the Maharal says that every kezayis you eat is a mitzvah kiyumis, but it doesn't work, because what you eat before the afikomen is a mitzvah kiyumis, you're not yotze your mitzvah kiyumis before chiyuvis, and what you eat after the afikomen matzah, you're not allowed to eat matzah after the afikomen. Okay, so this is a huge topic. We just scratch the tip of the iceberg, and please God, Yeratzon Shenachsor V'Nishna Peretz.